everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
And today we have a newbie lesson for you called cooking.
Yes, that's right. We're going to learn how to talk about the kitchen and something smelling great. So we have a keyword for today, and that's cocinar.
Okay, cocinar, which means?
To cook.
All right, so we're going to look at very basic vocabulary because this is a newbie lesson. So let's listen to the dialogue.
Dialogue, first time.
Mmm, qué bien huele.
Estoy cocinando.
Me apunto.
No, es cena para dos, no para tres.
Second time.
Mmm, qué bien huele.
Estoy cocinando.
Me apunto.
No, es cena para dos, no para tres.
Third time.
Mmm, qué bien huele.
Estoy cocinando.
Me apunto.
No, es cena para dos, no para tres.
All right, we're back. So now why don't we go with a line-by-line translation so we can understand everything that was heard in the dialogue.
Mmm, qué bien huele.
Mmm, it smells good.
Mmm, qué bien huele.
It smells good.
Mmm, qué bien huele. Estoy cocinando.
I'm cooking.
Estoy cocinando.
I'm cooking.
Estoy cocinando. Me apunto.
I'm in.
Me apunto.
Okay, so this is a phrase. I'm in.
Me apunto. No, es cena para dos, no para tres.
No, it's dinner for two, not for three.
No, es cena para dos, no para tres.
No, this is a dinner for two, not for three.
No, es cena para dos, no para tres.
All right, so this is kind of like a romantic thing and somebody's trying to spoil it.
Yeah.
So why don't we analyze this line by line again? But this time, let's take a look at the verbs and the different words. So in the first one, we have, qué bien huele.
Qué bien huele. Let's start with qué. In this case, qué, it means like an exclamation. It's to say like, wow, okay?
So if we take the phrase qué bien, that basically says, how great, how wonderful.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
And remember that whenever it's an exclamation, you have to put the accent on the E of qué. Okay. So, exclamation, qué. Okay?
All right, very good. And then we have the word huele.
Huele. This is the verb oler.
Oler, so that means to smell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is kind of tricky because we have an H here, if you notice, but the H is silent.
Yes.
Right? So, it's huele.
Huele.
But oler isn't spelled with an H.
No, it's spelled with a no. This is a very irregular verb.
Okay.
So, here is huele. Okay?
Very good. It smells great, and what's going on?
Estoy cocinando.
Okay, so we have the verb here, estar.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, estoy.
Yes.
And what are you doing?
Cocinando.
Okay, and that comes from the verb?
Cocinar, which is our keyword. And here, this is like the progressive form, okay? So, I am cooking. So, the progressive form basically is estar, which is this verb, estoy. Plus the verb, in this case, is cocinando, which is like the gerund.
Okay, so I can say, estoy cocinando, estoy jugando.
Yes, I'm playing.
Okay, very good. And what does the guy say?
Me apunto.
Okay, me apunto. So this is a phrase, right? This is kind of slangy.
Yes, it's very slangy. I mean, remember, you guys are newbies. You can go very deep into it. And if you want to go deep into it, apunto is the verb apuntarse, okay, which is a reflexive verb and it's in the first personal singular of the indicative form. But here, me apunto, just use it as a phrase.
Right, just count me in.
Yes, count me in.
All right, I'm in, count me in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what happens?
No, es cena para dos, no para tres.
So we have the verb es, and in this case, it's in the third person singular of the present of the indicative form, and it comes from the verb ser, right? Es comes from the verb ser. And we have the noun for dinner.
Cena.
Okay, so una cena. For two.
Para dos.
Okay. So that's for two. No para tres.
Yeah, no para tres. So means not for three.
Okay, so I can say, what about for five?
Para cinco.
So if I want to say a table for five.
Una mesa para cinco.
Okay, very good. So that's the way we would say for two, for three, for five. All right, so why don't we listen to our dialogue again, and we'll be back shortly.
Dialogue, first time.
Mmm, qué bien huele.
Estoy cocinando.
Me apunto.
No, es cena para dos, no para tres.
Second time.
Mmm, qué bien huele.
Estoy cocinando.
Me apunto.
No, es cena para dos, no para tres.
Third time.
Mmm, qué bien huele.
Estoy cocinando.
Me apunto.
No, es cena para dos, no para tres.
All right, we're back, and as you saw in the dialogue, we are giving you the progressive form in Spanish, the present progressive. Estoy cocinando. So why don't we give a couple other examples?
Okay. Estoy hablando.
I'm talking.
Estoy grabando.
I'm recording.
Estoy trabajando.
I'm working.
Estoy escribiendo.
I'm writing. All right, so as you can see, there are many different verbs that are in the regular form, so you can just add like the ando, yendo, suffix to it, right?
Yes.
That's the way that you basically form the present progressive, the verb estar plus the verb in the gerund form.
That's right.
Cocinando, are you a good cook?
No.
No, do you cook at all?
Yes, I do. I do, but I cook like very simple stuff, and I love cooking Mexican.
Mexican
so,
food.
Yeah. So I'm not great, but I do enjoy it when I have people coming over. But if it's just for me, I don't enjoy it at all.
Oh, really? So you like to be a good host, but you don't really like to do all the work to just cook, to just eat by your own.
Yeah.
On your own.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
what about you?
I like to cook. I think cooking kind of takes my mind off things, but I don't like when people bother me while I'm in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So if I'm in the kitchen and I'm cooking and I'm concentrated, even though I feel that I'm, you know, free of stress and everything, I don't like people coming in because it stresses me.
You know, I met a lot of people like that.
Yeah?
You cannot, you know, make an opinion like, put more salt. I'm cooking.
Yeah.
Leave.
Yeah. Or sometimes even just like, hey, what are you doing? No, just like, it bothers me. It's just when I'm cooking, I kind of close the kitchen door a little bit so people know that don't bother me.
Okay. And today we have a challenge, okay?
Cook Mexican food.
Yeah, well, not that type of style. Well, you could. We have like some videos about, you know, cooking.
Yeah, cooking with Tabasco.
Cooking
check it
with
out.
Tabasco, definitely. But in this case, the challenge is to say, que bien huele.
Que bien huele. What about how good you smell?
Que bien hueles.
All right. Okay. You smell really good.
Yeah, so please use it, okay? Speak Spanish. Doesn't matter if nobody understands you.
It's all right, better. Just say it.
Yeah, just say it.
All right. So if you guys have any questions or doubts, we'll see you at SpanishPod.com. And if you're hearing us from iTunes, be sure to visit our website for your 7-day free trial. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.